You have little choice. After that voyage, I never thought to see Mary again.
You heard about her marriage?
Yes, but I didn't grieve. I understood. Title and money? Who could carry them better than she? Then one day, entirely by chance, mind, I met Teresa. And she told me.
Told you how things were with her lady?
Yes. About that drunken hound who dared to raise his hand to her. A woman whose boots he wasn't worthy to lift.
And then you met Mary herself, Lady Brackenstall?
Yes.
More than once?
More than once.
In secret?
Yes.
You deceived her husband?
Yes. I deceived her husband. I deceived the foul brute. And I did more. And I regret nothing. I fear nothing. Except what might happen to Mary. That turns my soul to water.
Tell me about the night before last. At Abbey Grange.
Once more. I had to see her once more before I sailed. I scratched at the window. She was waiting for me. She whispered out to me. She loves me, you see.
And she let you into the dining room through the French window.
Oh. No, please, Jack. You must go. This is wrong.
Yes, I know it, Mary. And I will go.
If he finds you here...
But more wrong, wickedly wrong, is you tied to him.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. It's sacrilegious.
Who the hell are you?
Eustace, please.
I am not addressing you, bitch.
Don't you dare, sir.
Dare, is it? It's you that's daring. Spooning there with my pretty pleasure.
I am a friend to this lady, a friend only.
Lady?
Oh, enough, sir.
Come here, pretty vessels.
Leave her be.
Oh, I'll leave her be, all right. I'll tuck her up cozy.
Let her go.
Always after I teach her who's master.
Sir,
look at her. All a tremble.
Please, please, I've done nothing.
I said, let her go.
On your knees, whore.
Oh.
You damnable villain.
And now I'll... Well, you too.
I went through him with that poker as if he'd been a rotten pumpkin. And it was a fair fight. See here, on my arm. His first blow.
It was your life or his?
Yes, but more than that, it was his life or hers.
Good man.
Let's stay with the facts, shall we? What happened then?
Well, the maid, Teresa, came down. She heard Mary scream and him roaring.
And while she comforted her mistress, you opened a bottle of wine.
Here, Mary, drink this.
Oh, dear God. Jack.
Look, it'll be all right. Calm yourself and you'll understand.
He's dead. We've killed him.
Thank God for it. And Jack Croker.
But what will become of us? What have we done?
You've done nothing.
But I have. It was my fault.
No. There's no fault in you. I'll go to the police.
No.
I must. I'll explain it all. They're bound to see you're in no way to blame. And he was a madman. That's only the truth.
Do you read the newspapers, Jack Croker?
What?
You should. You'd know then that there's a brutal gang of villains at work around here. I can even describe them to you.
What's it to do with this?
This? Well, this looks like their work to me. And what did they do next?
Teresa, have you lost your mind?
No. I'm the only one that hasn't, Miss Mary. And I can tell you what they do next, these Randalls. That's their name. Father, two sons, I think. But I can check all that in the papers. They'd tie you and gag you. That'd be their next move.
Teresa, this...
Now, where'd they find the rope?
I knew it. I knew only an acrobat or a sailor could have got up to that bell rope.
I don't know what a sailor could have tied those knots. But my...